Ladies and gentlemen, our commencement speaker this evening comes to us live from the muddy ditches of Highway 61. His appearance is the result of a last-minute cancellation that forced us to scramble today and find anyone at all with some free time on their hands. This clown was the best we could come up with on short notice. We've asked him to speak tonight, and we hope to God he's sober. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, delivering the commencement address, founder of the Black Sheep Broadcasters Association, the broadcast outcast himself, Mr. T.D. Mischke.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, graduates. Congratulations on getting to the end of the line. 16 years of this education BS behind you. Maybe 3 months of which you'll actually retain. What's with the funny hats? You guys providing coffee tables for each other's beer mugs or something? What is the deal with that? Hey, the dean's got one too. Let me see if those things can hold a drink. Oopsie daisy, I'm sorry, I got the dean all wet. I'll lick it off you there, sir. Don't wipe it up. Don't waste a good summit. Hank, now get it. What do you call those mortar boards? Are they proper defense for a mortar attack? Are you expecting a shelling this evening? Because unless you guys have heard differently, I was looking forward to kind of a relatively peaceful evening here tonight. You know, I always thought you should be able to wear whatever you want to at these graduation deals, particularly in the headgear department. You know, if you want to wear a cowboy hat or a ball cap or a miner's helmet or earmuffs, antlers, cheese heads, lampshades, or whatever the hell you want to wear, you should be able to wear. See, right away, as they send you out into the world, they're trying to get you to conform, aren't they? Here you are, free and educated men and women, and as they say farewell, the big message is, stay in line, single file, conform to the evening's program, be like sheep. Well, I give each of you permission to yank off those ridiculous outfits right now and throw them to the front of the auditorium. Be your own man. Be your own woman. Dump them, I say. Dump them. Send a message to the university that they don't own you anymore. You paid them your good money. You got your education. And the first statement you're going to make tonight is that you'll decide what's good for you, what you'll wear, who you'll take orders from. You'll decide. You. Thank you. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, they gather you here together to listen to inspirational words of wisdom that will appropriately address this poignant moment in your young adult life and send you out the door with the proper tone, the right feel, the perfect little bit of advice. Well, then they screwed up hiring me, because I'm going to send you away scared, nervous, and afraid for your future. They should have known better than to have me address you all. I'm insane! Now then. The majority of you seated before me will leave here tonight and waste your life away. You'll do what others tell you to do, you'll behave as you're told, you'll live more or less as your parents did, and you'll die unhappy and full of regrets. That's the way it goes, don't ask me why, but that's the way it works all too often in this world. What the hell are you clapping about? So the question is, what kind of future are you walking into? What kind of future are all of you going to walk into after tonight? An uncertain one. You're walking into the great unknown. Nothing in history has prepared us for the times we're going to live in the 21st century. Nothing. Nothing in the past has prepared us for what we're looking at in this next century. The future is a grand crapshoot, ladies and gentlemen. And anyone who thinks they have it predicted we'll be off 180 degrees. Count on it. It's wild out there. And you can wade into it and take your chances, or you can escape from it. There's always the choice of just running for the woods, leaving it all behind, burying yourself deep in some Canadian forest, telling the rest of humanity to kiss off, and pretending it's the 1600s all over again, making it off the land, never again checking in to see what the rest of mankind is up to. No papers, no TV, no radio, no internet. That's clearly an option that you have, and I'm not going to tell you it's the wrong option. In fact, if the police are currently looking for you, I recommend that option. However, if you do decide to live amidst the chaos and the mayhem, the confusion, the cacophony, if you decide to join your fellow man in the urban centers of the world, you know, if you decide to try and make it in the technically advanced and spiritually bankrupt and environmentally contaminated world of our planet here, if you want to hang out in the most heavily populated areas, well, more power to you. That's more daring than going to the woods these days, for God's sakes. But while here, expect to be confused. I am often. Expect to fret, to lose your sense of direction, to fail, to scramble, to no longer be so sure of what you're here for or what your life's all about or what your dream was when you started out or where you're going to end up. Through it all, if you're going to grab onto any kind of compass to help you manage your way, you're going to have to find that compass in your own gut. Your intuition is your best buddy through all of this, and the best way to get a handle on that, my friends, is to find religion. That's right, I said find religion, each and every one of you. I don't care which religion it is. Doesn't much matter. Most of them take you to the same place. Some yahoos out there will tell you their way is the only way, and you best jump on board with them or be damned for life. But you can just ignore those clowns. That arrogance didn't work in the Spanish Inquisition, and it sure as hell isn't working today. However, in rejecting a certain dogma, do not reject God altogether. It's not his fault some on this earth have corrupted his message. He's still the right entity to latch on to. And fact is, in the long term, you're going to need him, because it's going to get weird out there. So find him where you can. And listen to your gut over your head and ask yourself once a week what the hell you're living for and why you're here and what it's all about and come up with some kind of answer so you can stay the course. Stay the course. If you make a lot of money, swell. But it's utterly unrelated to happiness, so don't dwell on it and don't care too much about it. Ain't a soul on his deathbed who ever wished he'd made more money or had been involved in more hostile takeovers or had spent more time at the office doing paperwork. Don't hurry through life. Slow it down. Slow it down. It passes fast enough. Lightning fast, actually. You can slow it down with your own head, but it's up to you to do so. The rest of society will be fighting you on it all the way. Give them a battle. And don't worry about death. Every living thing on the planet goes through it, so we all have company in this little adventure. And think of it as a little adventure. Remember your laws of physics, people. Energy's never destroyed. It only changes forms. Consequently, you can't really die. Nothing can. Now, while you're on this planet, don't worry about how many friends you make. Just make sure those you do make are good friends. Damn good friends. Loyalty is a quality in short supply these days. Try and stock up on it. In the meantime, stay humble and stay honest. Humility shouldn't be too hard for you, since you're just an ant-sized little entity on a massive planet in a vast universe of staggering proportions, billions and billions of light years across, and your time on Earth is but a flicker in billions of years of life, so no reason to get cocky, you understand? You're not critical to the continuation of this planet. Honesty, on the other hand, is going to be tougher to maintain. That's a little trickier. There may be two or three really honest people in any American city at the same time. This one takes some work and constant vigilance. If one day you decide to get married and have kids, you may eventually come to regret the marriage, and you may not, but you'll never regret the kids. And anyone who says you will has no sense of their soul, because waiting to be discovered in that act of giving birth is the very meaning of life, period. Now, what do you do about your immediate future? You're no doubt being told by some SOBs to go get a job, go make something of yourself. Well, you tell those passing along that BS to go flower their nuts. You're in no hurry. You're young. You've been bossed around for years now. You've been herded from one class to another, one school to another, year after year after year. Take a flame and break. Go have fun. Travel, hop freight trains, see America, see the world, live off the kindness of strangers, get your butt kicked a couple of times, stand on the cliffs of Dover, at the base of the Himalayas, walk the bluffs of Winona, the shores of the Caribbean, visit the Alps of Bavaria, the vast Canadian tundra, the plains of the Serengeti, float the Black Sea off Yalta. No one on their deathbed ever said they wished they'd have seen less of the world. Lastly, ladies and gentlemen, may I just add in concluding here that you ought to reject every bit of advice I've dished out tonight. That's right, reject everything I've just said, because in the long run you're going to learn not from someone else's words, but from your own experiences, just like I did. So flip me off on the way out the door tonight and tell me you need my direction like you need a carbuncle on your buttocks. Doesn't matter to me, I'm getting paid either way. Now go have yourself a life, and then have yourself a hell of a death, and be grateful for the shot you were given, because it beats non-existence. Adios, and thanks for listening.
Mischief, AM 1500 KSTP.